Locker Room Chats are back on the air here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by Donovan West, girls basketball coach. That is Perry Smith, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, I want to start here with the weather. Obviously, it's a challenge. It always happens here in our area once we get to the winter sports seasons, and obviously a lot of postponements and cancellations this week. You specifically, how do you kind of handle that, or can you really do much of anything with it?
Well, I've learned a long time ago, Brandon, you can only control what you can control, and the weather is one of those situations we can't. And definitely as a coach, you never want to go, we'll be 5 days without practice or getting on the floor at the game or anything. So that's not ideal as a coach, but I've in my 23 or 4 years doing this, I understand that that's part of it. And when I was younger, it bothered me a lot more. But as I've gotten older, I kind of tend to be able to handle it better, I think. And my wife may say something different, but I think I handle it a little better.
Do you have anything that you can, like, give the girls to do, like a specific workout they can do from home, anything like that, or is it just basically kind of up to them if they want to do anything?
Well, we do encourage, we're lucky at Highland that we have a wellness center at the college that the kids can go into, if the roads are good enough that the kids can get out, they can go up there and shoot and do that stuff. So we're very fortunate in that regard that we have somewhere for the kids to go. Because schools don't usually typically want anybody in there when there's no school. And I understand that. So it gives us an opportunity, to utilize the wellness center there at the college. So it works out okay for us.
Well, we do have a game to discuss from last Friday, and it was a victory at Lynn, 52-36. I'm sure, again, with the snow and everything and the postponements, you've had a little bit of extra time maybe to dive into that film a little bit. What'd you like in that game, and obviously a good way to come out of the holiday break?
Well, I thought we played our most complete game of the year, and we needed to, because right before Christmas, us getting beat by Troy and Handley, and I'll give Troy all the credit in the world. I thought they were tougher than us. I thought they were more prepared than us. They beat us in every aspect of the game. And over break, we got challenged. And we played, Lynn is a good basketball team, very complete. Their guard plays very athletic. They're well coached. Trevor does an outstanding job out there. And I thought we played our most complete game of the year. I thought we defended really, really well. We showed some grit, some toughness that we didn't show against Troy, and that was probably my most disappointing aspect of that game. When we got down by 6-8-10, we thought we needed a 6-8 or 10 point play, and that isn't how that works. So we needed to find out a little bit about ourselves over break, and I think we did. And like I said, I was very pleased with the total aspect of our game at Lynn. Playing a complete team like that challenges you in a lot of ways. I was very pleased, and especially defensively. I thought we really got down and guarded really hard and kept them out of the paint and did some good things there. So I was pleased with the Lynn game. We had Perry LeCompton scheduled for Tuesday, which we didn't get that in. So we kind of been off here like everybody else, but hopefully we get ourselves ready to go for Friday night.
Yeah, as of right now, on track to play on Friday against a Valley Heights team at home, and they just dropped out of the latest ranks. They had been ranked by the KBCA in 2A for the last few weeks, but a couple of losses, but they haven't been to scrub teams by any means. But Centralia and the Nemaha Central, so they sit here at 3-2, and they're probably antsy to get back going here after kind of the layoff as well, but a very good Valley Heights team and a team that's obviously going to contend towards the top of the league.
Oh yeah, they're a nice athletic team, do some good things. They've won at a high level for a long time there at Valley Heights. And with us being 2A now, the game takes on a little different level of importance. We've been 1A Division I for numerous years, but us going 2A, they're our league team that's 2A. They're in our regional and sub-state and for postseason. So it takes on a whole different meaning for us. So it's a big game on Friday, that we need to see where we're at and go out and compete hard. Hopefully these are two teams that'll be going at it on Friday that have deep postseason aspirations, and probably rightfully so for both of us. So, you know, it'll be a fun game on Friday night.
There it is. Perry Smith, Donovan West girls basketball coach, presented by Badena State Bank, Triple L Tire as well. Off again on Tuesday because of the postponements against Perry Lecompton, but scheduled to be back in action on Friday at home against Valley Heights. Coach, we really appreciate it. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, same to you, Brandon. Thank you.